Which Bible version is closest to the Hebrew and Greek? The short answer is none and all. 50 eminent scholars of the King James Version translated neshama, blast, breath, inspiration, soul, and spirit. 5 English words for 1 biblical Hebrew word. All these words are close, but none is closest. All scholarly translations have multiple words for 1 Hebrew word. All translations are close, and all word-for-word translations of the Bible are valid for Bible study. The Bible. What is a word-for-word translation versus a sense-for-sense translation? Take Genesis 2:7. In the King James Version, word-for-word, "And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul." In the Contemporary English Version, sense-for-sense translation, "The Lord God took some soil from the ground and made a man. God breathed life into the man, and the man started breathing. Dust becomes soil, and the words and concepts, breath and soul, are missing." Strong's Concordance shows us that the KJV is word for word. Word for word translations are closer to the original Hebrew and Greek. The Bible. What's a literal versus a meaning-based translation? Take Job 32 verse 8, King James literal translation. "But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding." Now the Contemporary English Version, meaning translation. "Now I truly realize wisdom comes from God." The KJV literal version follows the Hebrew, as witnessed by Strong's Hebrew numbers, which correspond to each of the main English words, whereas the meaning-based translations give the sense or idea behind the words and phrases. The literal translation is closer to the original Hebrew and Greek. What's the use of sense-for-sense Bible translations? They give the meaning of the whole sentence. They're good for readability. The idea is to communicate meaning. These versions paraphrase the original text to give you an overall story flow. If you're looking for a quick read, easy understanding, smoothness of vocabulary, then sense-for-sense translations are for you. These are good for younger audiences who want to get a feel for the Bible. The explanation does not recommend sense-for-sense translations for in-depth Bible study. 3 Bible translation types, and the one you must own. First, formal equivalent. This is the word-for-word. It's a literal rendering of the original language, presented in the original word order. One translated word for 1 original word. Second, the dynamic equivalent. This is thought for thought. It's a happy medium between the first literal type and the third colloquial expression. The third is functional equivalent. It's a meaning-based paraphrase, contemporary language, rewording the original using the phrases of the translator. For in-depth Bible study, you definitely want a word-for-word literal translation. Subscribe to find out why. The definitive list of Bibles according to translation types. There are many versions of the Bible in each category. The following give you a good choice. Ages are indicated as indicative of readability. First, word for word, literal. First, King James Version, age 19. Second, New American Standard Bible, age 16. And third, English Standard Version, age 15. Second, thought for thought, meaning-based translations. First, New International Version, age 13. Second, New English Translation, age 12. And third, New Living Translation, age 11. Third, paraphrase, colloquial translations. First, Good New Translation, age 10. Second, The Message, age 9. And third, New International Reader's Version, age 8.
The explanation recommends the word-for-word category. Subscribe to find out why.
The four best Bible translations to reach the original meaning of God's Word. First, the King James Version. It's word-for-word translation that follows the grammatical word flow. Published in 1611, its handicap is the archaic language. Second, English Standard Version. When one Hebrew or Greek word is used multiple times in Scripture, the ESV, as much as possible, uses the same English word to render the original. Published in 2001. Third, New American Standard Bible also makes correspondence a priority. It is a conservative translation in modern English, published in 1971. Fourth, New King James Version. It is a modernization of the 1611 KJV. It preserves the KJV's dignified style and word and phrase order. The explanation recommends the King James Version. Subscribe to find out why.
The one and only best Bible translation to reach the God-intended meaning of Scripture.
It's the King James Bible word-for-word translation, where one Hebrew word corresponds exactly to one English word. The English and Hebrew concord. That's why we use Strong's Concordance. Two examples that need in-depth Bible study. First, translation anomaly. One Hebrew word has multiple English words. Chai, H24:16, is translated living thing and beast. The second translation anomaly. One English word from multiple Hebrew words. Creature from H83:18 Sheretz and H53:15 Nefesh. These anomalies beg for answers. Subscribe to find out how to do in-depth Bible study with the King James Version. The ultimate Bible translation with its treasures you must know. It's the King James Bible word-for-word translation, where one Hebrew word corresponds exactly to one English word. Clearly visible in the Hebrew Interlinear Bible, where each Hebrew word has its counterpart English translation directly underneath it. Also notice the corresponding Strong's number at the top. The KJV is a literal or formal equivalence translation, where the English is in accordance with the Hebrew meaning. Another important aspect is the English phrases follow precisely the order of the Hebrew. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
The 1611 version of the King James Bible is the best translation. But does it have imperfections? Yes, it does. And here are two.
First, added word for readability. In Genesis 1, verse 9, God called the dry land earth. In the King James, the word land is in italics, indicating it's been added. Second, the King James Version omits certain words. In Genesis 1, verse 30, it says, "Everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein is life." Checking Strong's, there's an asterisk, H24:16, in the original text, but missing in the KJV. Verifying this in the Interlinear Bible, we see that it's Nefesh Chaya, life is living. These additions and omissions definitely need in-depth Bible study. Subscribe for more.
Is the King James Bible biased? Absolutely. So are you and I. King James of England ordered his translation of the Bible because he disagreed with the commentaries in the former Geneva Bible. He didn't like how the king was represented as a tyrant. And that Bible was too puritanical. Sure, it's biased. But you know what? God is biased too. God is a jealous God. In-depth Bible study means going beyond any biases and searching for the God-intended meaning of Scripture. Each translation is made because the author feels that all the other translations are biased. We must go beyond all these partisan translations and interpretations. The King James Version of the Bible, with its imperfections and biases, is still a word-for-word, phrase-for-phrase translation, the best for in-depth Bible study. Why should we seriously study the Bible? There are many reasons, but the Bible answers the big questions in life. It tells us about the origin of the universe and the incredible planet Earth we inhabit. The origin of humankind, man, woman, children, and family. It gives us an audit of the universe and Earth and tells us why it's in its present confused situation. The Bible reveals the state of humankind and the social situation we find ourselves in today. It explains the agony and anxiety of our planet, but it also gives the antidote for a better way of life. Serious Bible study of the first three chapters in Genesis reveals the answers to the major questions in life. Subscribe for all the details.